You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. A delegation of ulama from South Africa are currently visiting Australia, and they are part of the Muslim Prison Board, headed by Mufti Siraj Desai Sahab Daman Barakatuh, who is our own resident Mufti on Radio Islam and also the head, the Amir of the Muslim Prison Board. Mufti Sahab is the principal of Darul Uloom Abu Bakr in Port Elizabeth. Mufti Sahab, together with Mulana Shabir Asmal as well as Mulana Azim Khatib, are visiting Australia. Welcome Mufti Sahab on the line. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahab, how has your journey been thus far?
Alhamdulillah, it has been very informative, and we enjoy the hospitality of the people here. It's been a nice learning experience. Of course, the first time we come into the country, and much more than what we expected to see, and people that we met. So alhamdulillah, it has been a good journey so far.
In terms of South Africa, the cultural makeup, or we could say, you know, the community is slightly different, in the sense that in South Africa we have people that are more or less from the Indian subcontinent, and Islam has come from that direction. And when you look at Australia, it's more diverse. You have the Arabs, you have people from the Middle East, from Far East Asia. So how does that differ in terms of, you know, interacting with people and the different types of musallis that you meet, Mufsar?
Yes, that makes a big difference to the communities that people live in. As you said, Maulana, the diversity of communities that are here, like for instance in Sydney, we were told there were about people from 91 different countries and different communities around the world. So definitely the impact is on what I have seen. Allah knows best. Others might have a different view, but what I've seen here is it does impact upon the identity, the Islamic identity that Muslims are supposed to uphold, in terms of maybe identifying with the Sunnah and the bringing back or holding on to Orthodox Islam. When we have these people from different countries, many of the people that come here, in fact most of them, they have almost been assimilated into the Australian society, the Australian way of life, and that has definitely impacted upon their deen and upon the Islamic identity. But having said that, I must commend the ulama that are working here at this moment, and alhamdulillah they have made great strides in preserving to a certain extent that identity, and to establishing a number of Islamic projects here, like our Muslim schools, our masajid, our maktabs, even the maktab system, which of course is the backbone of any Islamic society and the backbone of our learning system. So they have done a lot of work, but the challenges are still there, and I really admire them, because looking at the South African context, we don't face these challenges that they have to face on this side here. So that I can put down to the fact that because of the diverse nature of the makeup of this society, the Australian communities, Muslim communities, the challenges are far more severe and difficult. But alhamdulillah, they are coping with the challenges, and they are making inroads into these communities. And in the environment that they are working, I must say that they have done very, very well. And of course, we need to make more dua for them.
Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Mufti Sahab, we understand that you're visiting Australia as the head of the Muslim Prison Board. Perhaps you could share with us more detail with regards to the purpose of your visit together with the ulama alongside you.
Yes, the main purpose of our visit was to attend a conference in Sydney, which was held by an organization, an association called IPCA, which is the International Prisons Chaplains Association. And every 5 years they have this conference, mainly to update people on work in the prisons, to share ideas and practices, and to hold workshops and so forth. Papers are presented. Of course, our purpose in visiting this or attending this conference was to see what we can learn in terms of our work back home in South Africa, because this is an international conference, and there were about maybe 250 delegates that came from different countries. The other reason for coming to this conference was maybe to meet Muslims that work in other countries in the prisons, so that we can also network with them. But unfortunately, there were only, besides us three, there was only one Muslim chaplain from Oregon in the United States. But strangely enough, and actually it was pleasantly surprising for us, the non-Muslims that we met, for instance, we met a chaplain from the UK, one from the Netherlands, one from Sierra Leone in Africa. And these people, when they realized, when they heard the work we are doing back home, they actually were very interested in us getting in touch with the imams that work in their areas. There was a chap from Netherlands who said that he works with about 40 imams in the different centers in his country, and he actually invited us to come there. But that was another very positive thing that came out of the conference, meeting these people and then getting contact details of the ulama and the imams that work in the different countries. Then they also gave us some stats on the prisons, the Muslim prisoners that are in these particular countries. So that was mainly why we came to Australia for this conference. And another advantage there, or another positive thing, was we were given a table where we could display our literature, our pamphlets, some booklets on Islam, our posters, not only related to prison work, but in the process also some things about Islam, understanding Islam. And alhamdulillah, there was a positive feedback. A lot of people took these leaflets, and people, I suppose because we were the only Muslims there, so it was, you know, everyone, if we were not at any particular stage there, they would ask us that we missed you, where were you people? And people always came to us to ask about our work. So that was another positive thing in this particular event.
Mufti Saab, we understand that you're constrained for times at the moment. So we'll leave it at that. And as you get back, inshallah, we look forward to then having a detailed discussion and a detailed karguzari of the entire trip and all the programs that were hosted throughout the tour of Australia.
Yeah,
inshallah.
Certainly, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala.
Jazakumullah khair. All the best for the remaining trip. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a safe journey and a safe return to South Africa. That was Mufti Siraj Desai speaking to us all the way from Australia. Mufti Saab is currently visiting Australia as a guest, or visiting Australia representing the Muslim Prison Board, and also delivering lectures and visiting various communities across the country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their travels.